With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Not Another Mummy Podcast. I'm Alison Perry and you're listening to episode 5. Thank you for joining me again. I have had such an amazing response to this podcast so far, which is brilliant. So thank you very much for tuning in again to this episode. Today I'm joined by Jason King and Charlie O'Brien, aka JK and Charlie. They're a married couple and they're also both radio presenters. And they're pretty big on YouTube. They do a lot of vlogging about family life and they live just down the road from me, literally 10 minutes down the road. So because they have launched their own podcast recently, a couple of weeks ago, called Married and Tired, I thought I would take the opportunity to go and chat to them about how they think their relationship has changed since they became parents. So we caught up on loads of things like how they met on Twitter, how the relationship has changed. Really interesting things like Charlie and I were trying to work out whether we get lumbered with loads of life admin as the women in our relationships because that's just the way it is, or because we're massive control freaks who actually secretly enjoy doing all the life admin. So let me know what you think. We hope you enjoy this episode, and here we go. So welcome, JK and Charlie, to the podcast.
Thank you.
Really excited. I'm actually a bit nervous because you guys are professionals at this podcast radio lark.
Not really.
I'm just winging it. So
are we. Don't tell anyone.
Winging it is good. We are very honoured and excited to be on your podcast. Yeah.
So for everyone listening, I'm actually doing this, if the sound is massively better compared to my other podcasts, we're actually doing this from JK and Charlie's home studio, aren't we?
You say studio. But it's actually the dining room, which also doubles up as
which
the dog's room.
Never been a dining room.
Yeah. And have you noticed there are candles in here? That's to mask the smell of Isla, our stinky yellow Labrador.
Here we've had to move because she was getting anxious about the whole thing. So apologies.
And we've stacked boxes up so we can all fit in. This is the junk room. Everyone's got a junk room.
Yeah.
Amazing. But you guys have got your own podcast, haven't you? Married and Tired.
We've just sort of started it, really, haven't we?
Yeah. So it's kind of new like yours. Because we were talking about this before we started recording, weren't we, Alison? That podcasting just seems to have suddenly exploded a bit again as well, especially in America.
So. I don't understand it though. Podcasts have been going for so long, and you just think, and now it's coming back round again. There was a time, wasn't it, when people loved a good podcast, and then it went quiet for a bit, and now it all seems to have come back again. So I think it's a good time to do it now.
Yeah,
definitely, it's a real resurgence, isn't it? But your podcast, you guys talk about different aspects of marriage, don't you?
Mm.
Yeah.
We've been married, it's not even, our 1 year anniversary is in 2 weeks. So we're very new to all this. You've been married a lot longer, haven't you?
Nearly 11 years.
11 years. So you can give us some tips.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, what's the secret?
Oh my goodness. I think patience.
Compromise and patience is what I've been told. Yeah, yeah.
Those are the things, yeah. What was your relationship like before you guys got, before you had Noah, your 2-year-old? He's 2, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 2.5. So we had sort of 2.5 years without him. Mm. We were always still like ships in the night a bit because we were doing different radio shows and starting early in the morning and things, weren't we?
Yeah.
But we enjoyed time, like when we moved into our first flat together, we were both doing breakfast radio. So we'd both get home kind of 2 PM and then just go to the pub. And not that, you know, big drinkers, but it was just kind of a way to sort of chill out together. And we used to like going to the cinema, didn't we? Things we just can't do anymore.
Yeah. And did you guys meet on Twitter? Is that right?
Well, Charlie claims that I stalked her.
Yes, he did.
And
he did.
I suppose there's a slight element of truth in there. The thing is, when you're in the same industry and actually doing the same sort of hours and the same role. The
same company,
the
wasn't
same
it?
Company. Then you start to think to yourself, actually, and I know sometimes people say that it's good to not have anything in common because, you know, sometimes that works. But for us, having that in common and working on the radio was a good thing. You had things to talk about straight away. I think we found it quite easy to, you know, to kind of gel. And that definitely helped. You've always got something to talk about, haven't you? Or moan about.
Or being... people to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Also, I guess when you're kind of faced with a sea of potential girlfriends and boyfriends out there, seeing that somebody works for the same company as you, you're probably going to be fairly like-minded, aren't you?
Yeah.
So it probably helped quite a bit.
Yeah, and I think it was around the time when sort of things like Tinder would just, you know, internet dating was just sort of exploding as we were both single. And I don't know how well I would have got on with that. So if anything, it kind of cut all that out, didn't it?
Mm.
It was, yeah. Twitter. It's probably actually quite old-fashioned now to tweet someone.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's still online dating.
But in a way,
online
yeah.
stalking, which obviously is frowned upon, but we made it work.
Yeah,
so you admit you did stalk her then?
I sent her a message.
Okay.
That's what I did. I said something along the lines of, hey, fellow breakfast show host. What did I say after that? I can't remember what it was after that.
Are you as tired as me or something? Which is ironic because our new podcast is called
Married and Tired.
We're still tired.
But there it is. You see, instantly we had something
It was during a radio show that I received it because I kind of went all like, oh. And my co-host James, my producer Matt at the time were like, what's wrong? And I said, I've just had a message from JK. And they were like, oh, avoid that one. Avoid him.
Lovely.
Did you have a reputation?
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, I would have thought so.
I think you had a reputation as being maybe quite sort of a bit cheeky.
A bit laddish in my...
A bit married.
A bit married. But well, no,
you were
actually,
separated.
I was separated,
yeah. But yeah, they were like, stay away from him. And clearly I didn't.
So. Now, Charlie, you've said before that you kind of moved quite quickly to the stage where you were kind of having nights in with like woolly socks on and pajamas. Why do you think that was? Do you think that you were both kind of really ready for like a long-term relationship?
I think so. And I think we did just do everything really quickly. Like we moved in together within 3 months. But it was circumstance that kind of pushed us as well. I was coming towards the end of a lease on a flat. Jay was homeless. Kind of, you were living with your co-host Lucy at
yes,
the time.
My radio wife.
And we were traveling a long distance to see each other a lot. And Jay sort of said, "Why don't we get a place together?" And I thought, oh, God, you know, I'd been bitten before in the past, and I was a bit wary. And I spoke to a few friends and they were like, look, you're not getting any younger. Just go for it. So I thought, what's the worst that can happen, really? So
Noah.
Oh, bless, don't say that. Terrible thing to say. So yeah, we signed this lease on a 6-month lease on a flat. And I think once you start living together, you do get to the woolly socks and watching things, you know, on telly together quite quickly.
Yeah, well, that's true life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's real life. And neither of us were kind of the... I think we'd done all our going out and drinking and...
Oh, yeah.
We'd done a lot of that.
You get to a point where you can't be asked. I mean, literally, you know what's gone before. You've got to this place because of what's happened before. And I just, you know, I kind of knew what I wanted. And I also knew that I'm not getting any younger. And I know that that sounds terrible. Age is just a number, blah, blah, blah. But no, because, you know, I wanted to have children. And I think you were in a similar sort of, I'm sure it was on your mind.
You just know you weren't going to get anything better at that point? Was I like an insurance policy?
To be honest with you, I didn't think I'd get you full stop. So I think I did
good
all right
answer,
there. And Charlie didn't fancy me to start. So that's...
Oh, really?
Wow.
Touchy subject.
Did you have to do a lot of chasing?
No, it was
no,
a few
none
hours,
at all.
Alison. Literally. We met in a bar in London. And I should never have told you this, but my instant... You know when you first see someone? Because we'd been talking on the Twitter and then we upgraded to the phone. We'd been talking on the phone for... a few weeks before we actually could get a date in to see each other. And then it was a Friday afternoon, wasn't it? We met in London and had drinks and stuff. But when I first saw him, I thought, oh God, I don't fancy him. And that was just my initial reaction. But after loads of Jager bombs, I did.
Yeah, but I'm not kidding.
He's been plying me with alcohol ever since. So.
If I would have been anyone at that point, you probably would have been interested. So maybe, you know, the Jaeger bombs
help.
Who knows?
Well, I married you though, didn't I? So
yes, I suppose.
And yeah. How drunk were you at the wedding?
At the wedding, not very, because...
Oh, were you pregnant at the wedding?
No, I wasn't. But my wedding dress was so tight, going for a wee was really quite a problem.
It's a bit like being pregnant.
But when I drink a lot of alcohol, I have to go to the toilet a lot. So actually, no, I didn't drink much on our wedding day.
I think going to the toilet is always a problem on a, you know, yes, a wedding. That dress, you've got to have at least two people there to kind of hold bits and
I had to
lure
take
you down.
The whole thing off. I had to actually, because it was a fishtail that came, was so tight. So my bridesmaid had to like unhook me and then I had to step out of my dress naked and hoping no wedding guests saw me. Because you don't want to see a bride going for a wee.
No,
I have seen a very drunk bride going for a wee once and it was not a good look. No, I had to step out. So yeah, I didn't drink much.
Not invented like a wedding nappy or anything
a
like
wedding
that
nappy?
Oh, that's grim.
That would make sense, wouldn't it? I know it doesn't make it's not very sexy. You know?
It's not very sexy at all, is it really?
I'm just thinking, you know, those sort of things. Shiwi, whatever it is, I don't know.
You need to invent that and patent
there
it
is. Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah. Trying to make it sexy might be the problem.
Yes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So back in the day, it was all about cinema trips and like lunchtime pub visits. Mm. Fast forward to now, how are things different?
No, we did go to the cinema.
When?
The other day. For that gala screening.
Yeah, we went
called.
With Noah to see Cars.
That's very
to.
Romantic.
I really liked it. We went again.
He actually prefers going to the cinema with Noah than me, I think.
No. No.
Things are different. How are things different now? You can answer this one.
I just think you're more likely and happier to stay in. It's not so bad. I still think you need to make an effort and go out and do stuff that you did before. But I think you also come to the conclusion that that's a little bit more tough now. And depending on how much help you have with children and if you can palm them off onto someone else, you know, you have to weigh that up. And we love a good box set. I think, you know, you find a lot of parents love a good box set with a good couple of crates of wine, you know, and that's sort of, I genuinely now on a Saturday, I look forward to finishing work because I do an early shifter. So I do the breakfast show and I like coming home at 11, maybe on a day that we aren't doing something, we'll always try and do something on one day, won't we? So whether the Saturday or the Sunday, but if it's not the Saturday, come back, put some shorts on, you know, have a muck around with Noah, maybe go and do a few bits and bobs. And then I know when he's in bed at 7:30, it's that time. It's our time.
Yeah.
You know, I can crack open a beer or a couple of beers. We can watch Orange is the New Black or whatever it is. And that to me, it's the perfect family sort of day.
Yeah. Jay's never been into big romantic nights out.
Okay.
No, not at all. So this suits you down to the ground. We do actually manage to do date days. I think the key with parents is date days.
I've because, heard people saying this.
Yeah, because people, grandparents and childminders are really expensive, babysitters. Grandparents don't always want to spend their Saturday or Friday nights looking after your children. So we're lucky in that Jay doesn't go to work till the afternoon. So days when Noah is in childcare, we'll try and go for a lunch together or something. It's not much, but it's still some time just us without having to deal with high chairs and bibs and chips on the floor.
You can
and
have
stuff.
A conversation with each other and actually focus on each other.
Yeah.
I find it really weird though, because you're talking about going on dates. Did you ever call them dates before you had Noah?
No.
It's such a parent thing, isn't it?
It's such a cliche.
Let's go on a date.
Yeah, it's like date night. But date night has become a thing. Because my mum always says, we didn't have date nights. We just went out. And I think it's a thing we've adopted, isn't it? But no, we didn't ever go on dates, really, did we?
No. But it makes it sound more special.
Apart from our first date, where you got me drunk on Jager bombs.
Well, no, we did do stuff. We used to go away at weekends. We'd try and go and find, you know.
Oh, no, I know, but we didn't call them dates.
No, no.
Because that just would have got cheesy. But now, yeah, now we're mum and dad.
Yeah. Date night. Where's your favourite place then to go on a date? If you, you know, you've got a bit of time, what's the ultimate thing you're going to do?
This will be interesting.
I miss getting dressed up. So for me, going for a few drinks, actually putting something nice on that isn't stuff I'm wearing around the house, and going for a really nice dinner. I reckon yours would be just going to the cinema, wouldn't it?
I do love the cinema. There was a thing years ago, there was a campaign, which it was called The Great Escape, whichever company it was, that was their slogan. And that's what I love about the cinema. You can go into a darkened room with incredible sound quality and you can look at these visually stunning films. And it's, you know, it's your moment for 2 hours. You're not thinking about anything else. You're not thinking about work. You're not stressing about money.
And you're not having to answer your wife's questions.
But that's what I find weird, though, is that I think going on a date to the cinema is a massive waste of a date night.
I think so too, thank you.
You're not actually conversing with your wife or your partner.
Nobody likes it.
No, that's part of the date night. So there's a meal before or a meal after, depending on how tired we are and if we've fallen asleep in the cinema. But, you know, you can make a day of it. In fact, actually, one of our favourite days that we had out was obviously, it was actually for me, which Charlie sorted. But when we went to see the Jersey Boys, I'm a big fan of Frankie Valli.
And three times. I think I took you there three times, actually.
Yeah, it was kind of an annual thing. That was my present.
That's love. Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. But that sort of day, and again, it's a day out. So that, I think that was a Saturday matinee, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I think we did it twice before we had Noah, and then once he was quite small, Mum and Dad had him for the day. So this is why I say days are easier, because you don't have to con grandparents into having a baby overnight. So you go see a matinee or something, but you can still have some drinks and a meal and stuff, and you sort of feel like you've had a proper night out, even if it's in daylight hours.
I do like a good day out, actually. Thank you for reminding me about this. I really do. And I like drinking in the day because you don't get the hangover the next day.
It's a real treat.
As long as you stop about 6-7 o'clock, then you're okay.
Mm. Yeah. This won't mean much to many people listening, but one of my favourite things to do on a date, I did this on Monday night actually, there's a Turkish restaurant near where we live called Have It. You guys must have been.
I have been there. I've been on a Saturday night where they sing Happy Birthday every 10 minutes.
They do, don't they? Honestly.
Where is it?
It's in,
on the High Street.
Romney.
Oh yeah, that one.
It is the best Turkish restaurant. Although somebody I saw recently said it's called Have It. I'm not really quite sure if it's Have It or
Have It. Have It.
Have It.
We've probably got it wrong. So do you go there with your husband?
Yes, we went there on Monday night.
Oh.
That's like my ultimate.
Was that a date?
It was a date.
Okay, did you call it date night?
We called it date night. Such a
on
cliche.
On a Monday?
I know, rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's a teacher, so he's on holidays at the moment. Yeah. So it's like date night a go-go.
Can we talk about date nights and how do you cope with the drinking aspect? So if you have a drink on that evening, and let's say you've had a bottle of wine or whatever it is, how are you coping with the morning after nowadays? I just want a bit of I need some help on
some
this.
help, some tips. For me, the secret to that is making sure that you've got somebody doing an overnight, like a sleepover. So your child is with grandparents or a friend overnight.
Mm. Yeah.
And that you're picking them up kind of lunchtime the next day.
Gotcha.
And that means you can get some nice little lie-in, reminisce, yes. Back in the day when people do that all the time.
Yeah.
Get Sunday papers.
Oh, I do miss that.
That's the dream.
I miss that. I miss being in bed the next day, not having any worries.
Yeah.
Breakfast in bed.
Watching Hollyoaks.
Yes, the Hollyoaks omnibus.
Yeah.
That was my life for many years.
You two can do that. I'm not watching Hollyoaks. Seriously.
Do they still do the Hollyoaks omnibus?
I have no idea.
I think we watch Sunday brunch and things now.
Yeah, they must do.
Yeah. Oh, miss those days.
Absolutely. Now, on your podcast, you talked about the sex tips for husbands and wives. Was it 1894?
I have the book somewhere.
I think it was 1994 when we first did it, when you said we were going to do this. And then the book came, and it's the world's smallest book.
Is it?
Hence why we can't find it. it's definitely, I'm sure it's on the top there somewhere.
But in it, you were talking about how women have to keep their husbands at bay, because clearly men are massively sex mad and women aren't. The way it goes. But when you have kids, don't you just think you're just too tired for any of that?
Yeah.
Surely you don't need to be,
Oh, sex after children is a whole other minefield, isn't it?
That's the title of this chapter.
It's hard, isn't it? It's just, I think, this is going to be a bit of a generalisation, but I think for women, And I only say this from a woman's point of view because I am a woman and also, you know, talk to all my friends and things. It's really hard to detach from all of the other emotional stuff you've got going on, because I do think women carry the emotional burden of a family.
Definitely.
And whether that's, you know, the cooking, the cleaning, remembering everyone's birthdays, sorting days out, sorting things for your children, you know, just all of that stuff.
All the life admin.
Life admin, exactly. You go to bed at night and my brain is just whirring with, oh my God, I've got to do this tomorrow. You know, I think I said to you last night in bed, Jay, I feel like I need to get up and write a list. You know, so it is hard, isn't it, to detach yourself. One way is to drink alcohol, I think.
Definitely.
It definitely helps, isn't it? And that's why I guess we have these date nights, or, you know, as cliche as that sounds, it kind of, you can step out of your usual role of mum and life administrator and actually remember who you were before you had kids.
Yeah,
and things.
That's so important, isn't it?
So basically what you're saying is that if you drink, it makes you feel a bit more randy, and then that's when,
well,
you know, the relationship
you just
spices
forget all,
up a little bit.
You just
bit.
Forget all the other rubbish you need to
you
do.
See, it's your own fault.
You just
though.
Need to take me out more.
Just here's a little example. You're talking about you think you have the burden of life admin.
I do.
Yesterday, I took Noah to go and get his haircut, and then I was going to take him to the park, and it was a sunny day. So she said, his bag's not packed. I went, leave it, I'll sort it. It's not an issue. I know what I need to pack, and he needs a jumper, he needs a sun hat, and he needs some sun cream and some snacks. Okay, so that's fine. I can sort it. You refused to leave it to me.
I just couldn't, because
well,
every time I leave
fault,
it
then.
To you, I then get a phone call going, where am I? Like, for example, Alison, I'm going off your beaten track. They go swimming together on a Wednesday. I always pack the swimming bag before I go off and do whatever I'm doing. The one week I didn't pack Jason's swim shorts, because we've recently swapped rooms in our house and I don't even know where he keeps his swim shorts anymore. And he set off without, he didn't think to check with his swimming shorts in the bag. And I get an angry phone call 20 minutes into his journey. Where are my swimming shorts?
Angry.
I was like, I didn't pack them. So you're not capable.
Yeah, but then you've got to let me learn. I've got to go to, I'll have to go swimming and just do it in my pants. That's why I have to learn.
Did you?
No, I didn't. No, I came back for them. But that's what, you know what I mean? You've got to let go sometimes. Us guys, believe it or not, we can actually do a bit of life admin.
Yeah,
we can.
My husband would agree with you. And I can't work out whether I get lumbered with all that life admin because I'm a massive control freak who can't let go.
We all went,
We all recognise that one.
Yes, we do.
But if you want a job done properly, do it yourself. It's that old adage, isn't it?
Well, I've got the actual audio evidence of this now, so that's okay. Fine. Alison, it was worth you coming over just for that.
Just for this. Yes, you're welcome. Look, I've got some quickfire questions for you. Charlie, have you had any weird pregnancy cravings? Because you are 8 months pregnant, 7 months pregnant?
About 7.5, I think. Only frozen raspberries.
That's quite a healthy one.
Yeah, but I had that last time as well. So I don't know what, I could crunch a bag of frozen raspberries all day.
Have you looked into why that is? What is your body's craving?
If you crave ice when you're pregnant, it's supposed to mean that your iron levels are low, but my iron's fine. So I have no idea.
Twisters?
Oh yeah, it's just cold stuff, isn't it? Like lollies and frozen stuff. Weird. But it's not that weird because some people crave coal and...
Yeah.
You did come home with like the entire Sainsbury's biscuit selection. The other day as well.
Yeah, well, that's probably, who doesn't like a biscuit? Yeah. Come on.
It was like she went down the Sainsbury's biscuit aisle with her hand on the shelf and just doing that.
Well, no, I found malted milks. Sorry, I know this is quickfire. I found malted milks, which I hadn't had since I was a child.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
There you go.
I love a biscuit too.
Yeah. Would you like one?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, okay. I'll go and get you a malted milk in a second.
So you either have to watch 12 hours solid of In the Night Garden or eat nothing but those tasteless toddler rice cakes for 3 days. Which would you choose?
I'd go Night Garden. I
Is
don't
this
mind
today
it.
Jay or me?
Both of you.
Yeah, Night Garden.
I like the tasteless toddler snacks.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm quite partial.
You've met your match here, Alison. We both love the two things that you think we would hate.
You want to do both. You want to do both at the same time.
Jay's going to chill out to the weirdness of In the Night Garden.
It's
I'll
so weird
snacks,
though, isn't it? I find
Very
In the Night
weird.
Garden just so surreal.
Whoever created that, they were definitely on something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry they were.
Obviously, you guys have just started podcasting again, but what's your all-time favourite podcast?
This sounds awful. I haven't really listened to any of late. I tend to like podcasts of existing shows, like James O'Brien on LBC. I like to be able to catch up on his podcast if I haven't managed to listen to
Steve Allen. Don't forget Steve Allen.
Our friend Steve Allen on LBC.
Yeah.
I have been listening to Emma Gannon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's great.
What is her podcast? Control Alt Delete.
Control Alt Delete.
Yes, because she's got a few different titles, hasn't she? M. Clarkson, Jeremy Clarkson's daughter. Mm-hmm. She has just started a podcast. So I've just started listening to that. How about you, Jason? I bet you don't have time to listen to any, do you?
She's busy making them.
Yeah. It's mainly radio stuff. So I really think that Australian radio is the pioneer of radio at the moment. And they are just churning out some incredible stuff. Mm. So two guys who actually we both absolutely love, two guys called Hamish and Andy. Mm. So if you ever get a chance to listen to their podcast, they are brilliant. They've got a TV show.
Very funny. Very funny.
Really good. There's a station which is called Kiss, and there's a breakfast show called Kyle and Jackie, who they're renowned in Australia for the like radio.
Oh, yeah, no, I've heard of them. God, they're really famous.
Yeah. They're always in the Daily Mail something. Yeah.
So just kind of stuff like that. And I suppose it's because I love radio, hence why, you know, that's my job.
Yeah.
And also I'm always trying to, you know, I always want to try and get better, and listening to other stuff gives you a few ideas. Some you nick, some you kind of take away and change
Borrow.
A little bit. And then,
adapt.
But, so for me, it's mainly, I think it's because I want to take away something from it and be inspired and then try and do something with what I've heard, maybe.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Charlie said it earlier on before we started recording, Charlie called you a geek, and I think she's right.
You're the sexy geek.
I'm a sexy geek. You're just a geek.
I'm just a geek.
We're both geeks, actually. Yeah. We are massive geeks.
I'm terrible because I love to try and do everything. I'm actually quite okay at everything. I'm not great at one single thing. Does
jack
that make
of
any
all
sense?
Trades?
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
But I think that's quite a good thing to be, because I think jack of all trades makes it sound kind of negative and a bit rubbish. Mm. But I actually think being fairly good at everything is a pretty good place to
be. Hopefully it means you'll never be out of work.
Well, I hope so. This radio stuff, it's not going to last forever.
No.
Now listen, something I ask everybody, I ask everybody what's in your bag, but because I'm here with you, Jay, I'm wondering what's in your pockets. So maybe you want to empty them out. And
I don't understand men's pockets. The amount of stuff they carry around is uncomfortable.
No, I've downsized.
Just get a man bag.
Right, so wallet. Straight away. And have you noticed I've downsized wallet?
Have you? Well, I haven't noticed.
So because, and here's a really dull story for you, because when it was sat in my back pocket, my doctor thought it was why I got sciatica.
Oh, really?
So there's a little tip for you. I was sitting on the right-hand side of my buttock.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said, that's why you've got sciatica.
Oh, my goodness. Top tip for everyone there.
There you go. A brand new £1 coin.
Which don't fit. No, they do fit in. The trolleys, I went to Morrison's yesterday. I didn't have a pound coin. I thought, oh, I'll use my little thing that's on my key ring. They no longer work.
Oh, yeah. No, of course.
Yeah, so I had to have a basket instead.
One key, because all of my pockets inside my jeans were starting to rip because keys were getting snagged in them. So there were holes in my pocket. So just one key.
We're just asking to be lost.
House key. Some, which one's this? The blackcurrant chewing gum.
Ooh.
Because you get coffee breath. And obviously, a poo bag.
Glamorous.
For the dog.
Always a poo bag.
Not for you.
Always.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, guys, for being my guests on this week of the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It's been fun chatting to you.
Yeah, we could chat all day.
For more from me, head over to my blog, notanothermummyblog.com. Next episode, I'll be chatting to Emma Conway from Brummy Mummy of Two. So I'll see you then.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.